Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Welcome back. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and your host for Coping with Caregiving. And today we're talking with Denise Brown. She's the publisher and editor of Caregiving, which is a wonderful monthly print newsletter. And she's the creator of www.caregiving.com. You must check it out, which is a wonderful online resource for caregivers. I refer everybody over to it, Denise. It's really a great, great website. So where were we before the break? What's the next thing we want to talk about is the emotions, I guess.
Yeah.
We were starting to talk a little bit about that, but how do you help people with that, with the rage, with the frustration, with the anger, with, besides journaling, what else do you suggest?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that those emotions are normal. You're going to feel those emotions. And then I think to take it to the next step of, well, what do I do with these emotions? And I think finding a place to put them is important, and then taking a regular break. It is so hard to be with someone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and get along. It's impossible. And I think sometimes we forget that our care recipients need a break from us as well. They don't want to see us all the time either. You know, getting someone to come in, a home health aide, a companion sitter, a volunteer, a Meals on Wheels driver, a different face that our care recipient can interact with is so important. It's so important.
And I say, you know, the way that worked for me finally was we got mom and dad into adult daycare.
Yeah.
And we had the day free.
Yeah.
to have a break.
Yeah.
And we let it to the professionals to care for them and give them that emotional, physical, you know, interaction. And they loved it once they got going with it.
Right.
And it was such a respite for us.
Yeah. There's a couple emails that I've gotten recently that really make me think that getting a regular break is so important for your emotional well-being. There was a member of our online support group who posted just recently, and she really talked about how difficult it was for her to care for her mom. Her mom had a lot of repetitive questioning, difficult behaviors associated with a dementia, and it was driving this family member crazy. As you can understand, it would drive anyone crazy.
Yes.
But she felt terrible about this. But if she got some help and got a break, she wouldn't feel so terrible about it. I think we think, I know my mother better than anyone else. I am the best person to provide care. And that may be true. Maybe you are the best person to provide care, but you're not the only one. So look to get help.
And, you know, we all think, well, I just got to buck up. I just got to be stronger.
Right.
It's just taking care of my mother. My gosh, why am I falling apart?
Right. My mom did this. My mom raised 5 children. Why can't I just take care of her?
You know, and so I guess, you know, the stress of it, the statistic I always give people is that it's a 63% higher death rate from other people your own age if you are a caregiver. And I'll tell you, when I was going through it, I was surprised the statistic was that low. I said, it's got to be 95.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to go, you know, before my parents because of the stress. And so don't beat yourself up, anybody out there listening to this. If you're feeling like you can't do it alone, and don't beat yourself up for it. It's normal.
Right.
That it's hard. It's
right.
Hard for everybody. And I heard a recent statistic. Did you hear this one, Denise? That it's over 550 million Americans are struggling to provide care for aging family member and friends now.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, isn't
50
it?
Million of us.
I know. You know, the other thing is the experience is riddled with losses. We are watching someone before our eyes lose their abilities to function independently. One by one, they lose these functions. They lose the ability to drive. They lose the ability to pay their bills. They lose the ability to go out and get their own groceries. It is horribly depressing.
Yes.
The losses that we watch someone experience can overwhelm us as well. And then we experience losses as well as a family caregiver. We lose the ability to have a spontaneous lifestyle. All of a sudden, everything is a regimen. We have a routine that we must stick to. We have a routine of medications, of personal care, and this routine is critical to someone else's well-being. So it's not like we can just say, you know what, I'm going to blow off.
I'm not doing it today.
Yeah. It'll be all right. Bob, I'll be all right. You can't blow it off.
Yeah.
Oh, that can get to you. That can get to you. So the losses.
The long goodbye, particularly in any type of dementia or debilitating illness.
Right. You know, I think we forget about the losses, too, because we think the loss that we experience is really death, but it's not. Mm-hmm. There's a loss when there's a diagnosis. And then there's a loss the whole time we're providing care.
And that impending over your shoulder, knowing what's coming, and that it's going to get probably worse, and that you're eventually going to lose them forever.
Yeah.
And so that hangs over you like an umbrella, like a weight on your shoulders, like you know it's coming, and when is it going to be? And then they go in the hospital for some procedure, and is it going to be this time? And oh my gosh, and then they have a little reprieve, and they get a little better, and then you're encouraged. It's a roller coaster of emotions. And so I tell everybody, you know, you got to stop focusing on the loss, and whatever good day you have, or whatever, anything positive that you do, or you have a wonderful, you know, time moment with your loved one, focus on that and cement it in your mind for the next time that it's really difficult for you, and journal that down and write down everything good your loved one ever did for you. Because I'll tell you, when my dad was being horrible, I couldn't remember one thing. But I pulled out my journal, and I read every good thing he'd ever done for me in my life, and that would pull me back to compassion.
Right.
And I could get through a little longer.
Right.
Oh.
You know, there's a series that's coming out in the fall, Thou Shalt Honor.
Please plug it. I know the producers. It's a wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about it.
Now, Jacqueline and I were at a conference this past spring, and we were able to see a preview of the film. And so we saw a 10-minute clip, gave us an idea of what the full 2 hours will be like. And the clips are vignettes of a day in the life of a family caregiver, someone who's caring for a spouse, someone who's caring for a child with a special need, someone who's caring for an aging parent. And the spouse who's caring for her husband, I thought, had a really insightful comment. And she said, "I don't like this caregiving. I don't like it, and I want it to be over. But if I wish that, then I wish that my husband is over too. And how can I wish that?" And I think that's such a paradox of the experience.
Yes.
It is such a difficult thing to do. But if you wish it ends, you wish something else ends, which is such a difficult thing to even comprehend that you have this thought.
Yes, and it's okay if you do. I tell everybody, you're going to love them, you're going to love them, and then you're going to hate them, and then you're going to want to save them, and then you're going to wish they would die.
Yeah.
And then you're going to feel guilt, like, oh, how could I possibly feel like that?
Yes,
it's normal. Right. Who wants to go through that type of life, that living in burdening and caregiving, just emotional torture? Of course you're going to want them to pass at moments, and that's okay to have those feelings. It's okay. And I think that's what a support group does for people, don't you?
Oh, definitely, definitely. The other thing about the losses, I think it's so important what you said, is to focus on the positives. The other thing is, if you can find something to replace that loss, for instance, if you have
Haagen-Dazs?
Or nachos. I would go for nachos.
Okay. Besides that, what
else? Pretzels with melted cheese, but anyway.
Please tell me, what else is there?
That's right. But let's not go into my diet today. We'll save that for another time.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, if you have a garden that blooms, oh, I've got a great story about that. Every year I sponsor a contest, Caregiver of the Year. We're accepting nominations, if I could plug that. I just thought of that.
Excellent.
We accept nominations every year from June 1st until the middle of October. And the information on the contest is on the website. We honor 5 family caregivers. In 1999, one of our winners had such a compelling story. She had been caring for her mom for 13 years. Oh. Her mother had suffered a stroke. She moved her mother into her home. Prior to her mom living with her and prior to being a caregiver, she could not grow a plant. Everything she touched that was green died, turned black.
Oh.
Her mother moved into her home. Someone brought a plant over to say, you know, we're sorry about what's going on. Here's a plant, you know, a well-wisher. And she thought, oh, no, I'm going to kill this. Guess what? The plant bloomed and blossomed in her home.
Aww.
And ever since then, she's had a house full of plants. and she really believes that she's able to grow these plants now because of what she's learned about being a caregiver. The compassion that you talk about, that impacts every part of our life. And it's so important to take that and use it and then become that much more of a bigger person, that much more of a greater person to grow yourself, to blossom.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I was going through what I was going through, I had no idea that it would lead me to the path I'm on.
No! Isn't that amazing?
You know, and here, I was a television executive, you know, didn't have any interest in elder care, not anything. And then a whole year of caregiving with my parents without a day off, and I was so compelled, I said, I got to write a book, I've got to help change the system, I've got to be an advocate. So I tell everybody, you know, when you're going through any phase in your life that's difficult, and caregiving is probably one of the top ones you'll ever do, you got to think, okay, what's the lesson I'm learning here? What knowledge am I gaining that may help me help others, which is a wonderful reward, which may catapult me to another type of life that I had no idea about? You just don't know what you're learning from the experience that may help you later.
Right. Now, certainly, your journey was fantastic. And the way that you changed your life really is almost... I mean, it's a made-for-TV movie. And I don't think that our change has to be that significant and great, because not everybody is able to make that kind of a leap.
Right.
But you can make a change in terms of your interpersonal relationships. Maybe it's a marriage that was struggling before. Now you figured out the key to making a marriage work. Maybe it's how you relate to your children. Maybe it's how you relate to your coworkers. It could be simple changes like that that really can be profound.
Yes.
And if you've learned things, then use it.
Oh, very good point. You know, whatever lessons that we learn along the way, hopefully we don't have to learn them more than once.
Oh! Yeah.
You know, they keep giving us, you know, you keep getting it till you learn the lesson. Okay, here it is again. I guess I got to learn it again.
Yeah, you have to retake that test until you pass.
But turn something from the experience you're doing into something positive. And I'll tell you, helping others is the way, everybody, whatever you're doing. And, you know, you go to that support group, and a new person comes in, and you've been going for several months, and they're crying, and they've got the dark circles under their eyes, and you just greet them with a hug and say, you know, honey, I know what you're going through, and tell me about what, and they just want to pour their heart out to you, and you listen, and you say, let me get you some help. Let me tell you what I've learned. Oh, you're going to feel like $1 million that you saved somebody some of the turmoil you went through.
Right. You know, I think, interesting enough, you talk about a hug. I think the power of touch is something that we forget about, too. In one of my seminars I was giving, we talked about this as well, that if you are always focused on someone else, you become depleted in your ability to emote. And part of what revives you is touch.
Yes.
If someone gives you a hug, if your care recipient touches you, if you give your care recipient a massage, that's a way of touching that both of you feel the love. You know, it's really important to do stuff like that, to actually go up to someone and say, I need a hug today. Today is just not a good day for me. If you gave me a hug, I'd feel so much better. I think those are really important things to remember as well.
You know, when I do my seminars, I make everybody stand up before we start. I go, okay, everybody stretch. Okay, now I want you to introduce yourself to the person to the right, to the left, to the front, to the back. And if somebody tells you they're a family caregiver, they have to be hugged right now.
Yeah.
And if they're not hugged, you come hug me.
Yeah.
And I make people hug each other.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We need that. And I would go get massages, you know, whenever I could. I would like just to have my body just touched and massaged. Help me release a lot of the tension as
Definitely.
And jacuzzis and, you know, walks and physical things to work that tension out.
Right. So. And it's not a bad thing to take care of yourself. We feel that we're neglecting our care recipient when we take time for ourselves. But we're not.
Yeah, take your mom and get a facial together.
Yeah.
You know, get your nails and your toes done together. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. And she loves the touch, too. Don't forget, you know, and I tell people, you know, hug your mom. Well, we've never been a family that's hugged, you know. We don't say I love you. I go, well, you know, why don't you do a little psychological test just for me, humor me, and try it once. And just, you know, when she's being difficult, just hug her and say, oh, mom, you don't need to go to these extremes. Nothing you can say is going to make me not take good care of you. I love you no matter what. And give her a big hug and kiss and might shock her out of her She's
maybe that's the cure.
You know, oh my goodness, you know. So maybe start that. Start the hugging and the kissing, even if your family hasn't been mushy before.
Yeah.
What the heck? Break the barrier.
Yeah, you can't lose. You cannot lose when you do something like that.
Yeah. So, and your caregiving experience, you took care of who?
Actually, I am a healthcare professional. I've never actually taken care of anyone.
We've taken care of millions by now, 12 years, my goodness. But in your own family, you've been blessed then.
Right, exactly. My parents are well and healthy. My grandmother's 96, and she's,
wow.
Well taken care of in an assisted living facility that's not far away. So we have been blessed. But you know, no one will be untouched by this experience.
Mm-mm.
And we also know that in the future, we might be caring for your parents, and there are people who now will be caring for their parents and their in-laws, or their parents and their great aunt Rose.
Yes.
Because there are fewer of us, and there are going to be more older adults that are going to need our care. I think our true challenge in the future is how do we take care of multiple care recipients?
Yes, and boy, we're really headed into some rough period of time. We're almost out of time, so I want to make sure that everybody knows about your website, which is www.caregiving.com and www.familycaregivers.org. Denise Brown, go look at her website. You'll be extremely impressed. We're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us today, Denise.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you and bless you, and thanks for all your good work.
Thanks. I'm Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage. Don't forget to check out elderrage.com for more valuable information. And remember to join us here every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. That's Pacific time. Tell your friends. And don't forget that you can listen online to my programs by Tuesday of every week when the show is archived on wsradio.ws, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help us lead the way. Tell a friend. We are WS Radio. WSRadio.WS. The worldwide leader in Internet talk.